Harness Racing BC lost its lawsuit against Great Canadian Entertainment. Legal action was filed against Great Canadian, GCE, the parent company of Elements Casino as the operator of Fraser Downs, after talks broke down between the two. The issue centered around GCE's plans to close the backstretch and the six barns located on the Cloverdale Fairgrounds for 2 to 3 months to deal with a massive rat infestation. The rat problem began about 5 years ago, according to Harness Racing BC, HRBC. In a ruling issued May 30, by Justice Marzari in the BC Supreme Court, in oral reasons given for judgment, dismissed the legal bid by HRBC to stop a temporary closure of a racetrack to deal with the rat problem. I find that the evidence before me does not establish that the closure of the barn and track for 60 to 90 days will cause irreparable harm, or that that harm is currently imminent, Marzari ruled. The evidence of a potential existential threat to industry is not enough to establish a probability of such a harm. Horse trainers, horses, and owners were originally told to be out May 2, but that was extended to May 30. The notice said all members had to be out of the barns so GCE could deal with the rat infestation. Justice Marzari did grant a 2-day stay of the stable closure to 4 p.m. on June 1, to allow the members to make whatever arrangements they need to for their horses and for any food, equipment, furniture, possessions that they have in the barns, understanding that anything that is left will be removed and destroyed. HRBC had argued GCE's plans for a complete closure for 60 to 90 days would lead to a loss of income for dozens of families, and potentially cause a complete shutdown of future races at the 5/8 Oval in Cloverdale. The problem we have with this is that the length of the closure would cut directly into horses training for the September to December racing season this year, explained President Kelly McMillan in a press release in May. That racetrack is the only proper training facility in the province and we've been paying GCE to use it for summer training for 35 years. Not enough trained horses means no racing, period. Justice Marzari agreed HRBC had stabled and trained horses in the past, but had, in 2025, at least, done that without having signed an agreement. The judge noted HRBC hadn't paid either, until it was necessary for them to do so to bring this injunction application forward. Because of the closure, the judge recognized that there may not be enough trained horses stabled in Cloverdale in September at the start to the fall racing season, but concluded a delay in the start of the fall meet isn't irreparable harm. It is compensable in damages to the extent that damages can be proven, and 3 weeks of that delay is now attributable to HRBC's request to delay the start of the rodent abatement program, during which time they brought this application. Justice Marzari also noted that if any financial losses occur because of the track closure, they'd have to be proven at trial. I do, nevertheless, consider that the owners and trainers of the younger horses who rely on the racetrack to train continuously for the higher stake races, leading up to November's big race, may not be able to safely race their horses at all this fall, even if the stables and track are reopened in August, if they cannot find an alternate training facilities, and the two spots that were available as of the last week in Aldergrove are occupied by other horses, the judge noted. They may also have to pay more to train their horses than they do at the racetrack, and they may have a lesser chance of winning purses, or selling their horses at their highest potential value. These are losses that they may seek to prove at trial, if these events come to pass. The judge called the rat infestation problem critical, and called it a health and safety issue for both employees and track users. It also engages the viability of the future of harness racing at the racetrack given gaming policy enforcement branch's threats not to allow its employees to work at the racetrack for the fall season, or at all, if the rat infestation is not dealt with promptly and effectively.